Hello, my name is Jay. I'm looking for the, I'm sorry, ma'am. We just conducted an opinion research about the Phoenix, Arizona area. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona area?
Yeah.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things are gotten off on the wrong track, to the best of your knowledge, and generally
wrong
speaking?
Wrong track.
On the wrong track. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, moving forward, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read that? Levine?
Yeah,
okay, great.
I know.
Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. Now, and just to make sure we're talking with people of old ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
73.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, are you or is anyone in your household or Hispanic, Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you
We got some half-breeds, but they consider black, right?
And then,
right?
Well,
wrong,
be the next question. I don't mean to laugh.
Go ahead.
No, but, yeah, I mean,
no, you're fine.
I
love
laugh
too.
Humor. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be a white African American or black Hispanic?
I'm
Latino,
half
Asian?
White. I'm just saying, I'm black.
What? Can you pick one just for the sake of a research? Okay,
oh, African American. I'm sorry.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent? What's your opinion?
In Levine, the area I stay in, excellent.
Excellent. Okay. Now I'm going to read you the list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. Where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Okay, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, now more parks and recreational opportunities from 1 to 5.
Say that again.
Okay, more parks.
I didn't hear that.
More parks.
More parks.
And
okay.
Recreational opportunities. Do you think that will improve the quality of life and living?
Five?
Okay.
Yeah.
How about better public transportation options from 1 to 5?
Yes, 5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Oh.
1 to 5?
We're going to go 4.
Okay. How about more shops and retail stores?
Yeah, 5.
Oh, 5, okay. Oh, commercial space for businesses. Okay, you like shopping?
Yes.
Now, I got that. Now, more dining and entertainment options from 1 to 5.
Oh, 5.
Okay. And how about better streets and road maintenance? 1 to 5.
5.
And more paying jobs? Same question?
5, yeah.
Thank you. Moving along. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, by looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Job.
So
is
you, yeah, job, but your job status, your job status.
Oh.
Yeah.
Business.
Okay, so you do your own, you're like.
Business, yeah. Like daycare.
Oh, okay. Daycare, so you got your own business, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. And thinking about businesses in your area. Would you say that there are too few, too many, about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many? Too few. Too few, okay. How about would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many? Too few?
No, too few. It's not enough.
Okay, and thinking about...
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm just said most of them is like, you know, the other area. What's Buckeye? That's considered Phoenix, huh? And Levine is not that, is that specific to Levine? Yeah, Levine is not that big. You understand what I'm talking
right.
about.
Right, no, I understand. That's okay, the reason that we do in the study, okay? Let's move on and thinking about commercial development. I'm going to read you real quick the list of different kinds of stores and businesses. Now, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine, okay? Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Would you like to see more of that? Yes, strongly?
Yes.
Somewhat or no?
Yes.
Strongly? Okay. How about doctor's offices and hospitals? Strongly, or no?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. How about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Strongly, somewhat?
Mm-hmm.
How should I record your answer?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. How about dollar stores and discount change? Strongly, somewhat, or no? Strongly, okay. Now, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, would you like to see more of that?
Yes.
Strongly? Somewhat?
Yes, strongly. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, we want to see Target. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more than Levine? Just on your own words, one or two kind of businesses. Would you like
to see a movie theater, like a jumping for the kids, something slide and swim place for the kids, or maybe a mall. A mall.
Okay.
And I'm talking about a drive-in movie, too. I'm just playing.
Okay, like movie theaters and a mall and venues to entertain kids?
Yes.
Okay.
And restaurants, all stuff for kids to do, too.
Okay. I think, and when you say venues to entertain kids, what type of venues that comes to mind? Like, Chuck E. Cheese or
golfing,
things like that?
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese, golf and stuff. I know they built something in Casa Grande, but it's too far. Water, you know how that water, whatever they got. Zoo, too.
Okay, we can go on that, but let's move forward.
Right.
I do appreciate your patience. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums or apartments that there are available to buy or rent. But let
not
me ask you a question, okay? Is housing availability a big problem, a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or no problem at all? What's your opinion?
I think it's a very big problem.
Very big problem. Okay, let me ask the next question. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine, that is to say, how much it will cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Expensive here? I'm going to say, you asking me kind of how expensive is Levine to live in?
Yes, exactly. How much of a problem do you think is the affordability in Levine?
I think it's a problem.
Cost.
I think
you think that's a very big problem?
Because the rate, the rent is kind of expensive to me.
So how should I recall your answer? Very big or fairly big?
No, I'm going to just go with very big.
Very big problem in Levine, okay? Now, let's move forward. They're still thinking about the residential development. I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of housing. Now, please tell me, ma'am, yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine, okay? We're almost done. Just one or two more minutes.
Oh, yeah, he said we're almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done. Okay.
Yes, I would like to see more available housing.
But let me read it real quick, okay, ma'am? I will speed it up, okay? Now, single-family detached homes. Yes, would you like to see more of that? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I'm for the family.
Okay. How about housing auction for seniors?
Yes.
Strongly? Somewhat?
Yes.
Or no?
Strongly,
sorry. It's strongly. Okay. How about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Somewhat?
Yes.
Okay. How about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums? Okay,
strongly, because I don't see no apartments around here. Yes.
Okay,
strongly.
Let's finish this up then. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years,
no,
11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
50 years, yeah.
Okay, more than 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with a friend or family? You own. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some proposals. The address is housing codes and auctions in Levine. Now, please tell me whether you favor or oppose each of one of these, okay? The first proposal, repropose or replace parking lots with new housing. Will you strongly favor that proposal? Somewhat favor?
Yes.
Or oppose?
Real close.
Somewhat or strongly favor? Do you favor that proposal or oppose that proposal?
Yes, I favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly. I'm sorry, strongly.
How about the proposal of changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhouses, duplexes?
Strongly.
Just strongly.
Yeah.
Just strongly favor that or oppose?
I favor that. I'm sorry.
How about changing some laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Strongly favor? Somewhat favor that?
Strongly favor.
Okay. How about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with the new housing? Will you strongly favor that?
Strongly favor.
Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Will you strongly favor that proposal? Somewhat favor?
Yes, strongly.
Okay.
Strongly.
How about the last one? The proposal to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Will you
strongly
favor that
favor
proposal?
That. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
the next question, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Now, let me ask you a few questions. What
was
the
last
year? No, but that was the last year.
You got to go. I'm sorry.
What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your patience.
Okay.
What was the last year of
this? What was the question?
The last year of the schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay, thank you. And then you on your household income? Just stop me when you... Okay. Who is this? Move. Okay.